jobs that really drained me. I'll never forget the time I was a delivery boy in a drugstore. And that was a job. Slapping around people's medicines. A lot of times they were sick, too, you know? So you bring a medicine to sick people, you'd almost be afraid to stand in the door. Well, I didn't care if they gave me a tip or not. I didn't want their infected, disease-laden, bacilli-ridden dinero. I mean, it was just unpleasant. Some gasping person with gurgling lungs. Drugstore! Oh. So eventually I got out from the truck and I worked behind the counter. That was a little better. Still a lot of people came in sneezing and gagging. I remember one time Mr. Wozniak just moved to the Bronx from Czechoslovakia or something. Now, Wozniak, he could hardly speak English. He come walking in, he said, I want to buy a Tampac. Tampac. I said, Tampac. He said, yeah, I want to buy Tampac. I'm thinking, what is this old guy? You know, the guy was an old guy living alone, buying a box. I said, well, I don't know. Maybe he got a girlfriend or something. I don't know. So I sold it to him. Sure enough. A couple of days later, he come walking back in, buying these extra lights. He said, I want to buy a Tampac. I said, Tampac? He said, yes, Tampac. I said, all right, dear, Mr. Wozniak. Hey, Vinny! Another box of the big tea for Mr. Wozniak here. So sure enough, we sold it to him. Sure enough, the third day he come back, I said, you got to, pardon me, Mr. Wozniak, I know it's none of my business, but why are you buying all this Tampac for? He said, well, I have bad cold. I have a real bad cold. I said, you got a bad cold? I said, you must want contact. Contact. He said, contact, yeah. I explained to him what the Tampac was for, you know? And he looked at me, he said, ugh. No wonder they're so hard to swallow.
Oh, God. Oh, no.